fell down from the trees stuff. In late 1971, just as the band was beginning to achieve wider recognition, Walsh upped and left.
I felt I was starting to be stereotyped into being a heavy metal, loud, fast American guitar player. And I felt that there was more to me than that. I didn't want to turn into a blue cheer or a heavy metal thing. And I was scared that I might have that label for life. So I was musically frustrated. I heard more than I was able to do in a three-piece group. And I did not want to be a heavy metal, flash lead guitar player. I didn't want to be known for that. I wanted to be known to the public and to my peers more of a songwriter, more of a musician.
Some of Walsh's ambitions had been excited by producer Bill Simzik. As a result of Simzik's efforts, he'd had the opportunity to play on record with luminaries such as B.B. King, and had obviously found the experience both interesting and enjoyable. On breaking with the band, Walsh made his way to Colorado.
This had a lot to do with my friendship with Bill Simzik, who at this point was helping me feel confident because I was scared to death. So I went to Colorado and took an amount of time off and began forming Barnstorm, which was an arrangement of players, the way I conceived it, to express what I was hearing and what I thought that a band should be. So it was strange times, and it was hard, but it took me back to basic survival, which is always very positive in terms of creative energy. When you have to get yourself together, and when you're talking in terms of basic survival, you play differently than when you're rich. You know what I mean?
Ironically, Walsh had escaped from a trio, and with Barnstorm had formed a trio once again. Nevertheless, the style of the music was much more to his liking.
It's kind of primitive in that we were very new to each other. It was kind of recorded primitive, but I wanted it to be that way. The magic of the three of us, and with Rocky, the four of us, the magic of no overdubs, us being in a room and playing those songs was there. And that's what I was going for. I would think one of two songs, either Bird Call Morning, I was always very happy with the way that got from my brains to the tape, or Mother Says. Both of those are very gratifying when I look back in terms of getting the song the way I conceived it onto tape.
Thank you.
Birds Call Morning, from the Barnstorm album, released in 1972.